Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
If I could change one moment in my sports history, it's not one where I was a fan, it's one where I was a player. The year...
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Rico on me.
I'm telling you, I'm going Uncle Rico.
I'd have gone pro.
Lord. I haven't thought about it much, but it haunted me for 5-6 years, a decade maybe.
A heartbeat. I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Soaking it up. Hot dog with my soul, mate.
Sports Radio 610.
Voluntary no mo. Mandatory minicamp is underway at NRG. The boys are on the practice field. Most of them, except Jadeveon Clowney. Also, no general manager for your Houston Texans. That could take place sooner rather than later. We're going to get a lot of questions answered that we want answered from John McClain. He's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. Then Bill O'Brien, the first member of the Houston Texans to meet with the media since the firing of Brian Gain last Friday. Bill O'Brien's going to speak. Cannot wait to hear from him at 1 o'clock. That's what we call appointment radio. And all signs point to one guy being the GM of your Houston Texans. Nick Caserio is the only scenario, in my opinion.
Hey, look at you.
We're going to hear the man speak, and we're going to hear him speak on every philosophy that needs to be addressed in regards to your Houston Texans. How does he evaluate offensive linemen? How does he pull the trigger in trades? How does he evaluate draft picks? How does he evaluate running backs? Those are stuff that a lot of people were hesitant to buy into in regards to Brian Gain. How does the likely next GM for your Houston Texans address those philosophies? And also, if it's not Caserio, where the hell do we go from here? And does the world end? John Lopez, it's a huge Tuesday edition of In the Loop Sports Radio 610. You've been covering sports in this town for 30 years. This is one of the most exciting shows that I've done in a long time because there's so many questions that are going to be answered, so much information, and we're going to hear from Bill O'Brien at 1 o'clock.
Mike Meltzer likes to use the word intriguing. This is an intriguing day for me. Could be a huge day. By the end of our show, and we're lucky that we're 10 to 2 middays, a lot of the breaking news happens during our show. We could well find out yay or nay on Nick Caserio today during our show. We're certainly going to be getting a live commentary, the only place you can get live commentary from Bill O'Brien, the first time that the head coach who was intricately involved in this firing is going to be able to speak. But Meltzer likes to use the word intriguing. It's intriguing to me because the way Bill O'Brien reacts today, the way he answers questions, and you'll be hearing him live with us at 1 p.m. today, is going to be very telling. I don't feel like he can be the typical Bill O'Brien evasive, that's above my pay grade, I don't know, because I think he understands we're not ignorant. We know he was involved here. They said they had an aligned relationship, that it was all good. And then within 3 months, it's gone. He can't stand up there, can he? And just be evasive and I don't know and above my pay grade and you're going to have to ask someone else. And it's past, we're moving on. That's another possibility there. I don't feel he can do that. I really don't.
I really think he could go a long way. And I think your fans deserve some sort of explanation. Even if it is just simply, look, Brian wasn't cutting it and we want to go a different direction. If it was over your head, I think your fans, your Texans fans who invest 17 weeks at least of their time each year, who live and die with you, who whenever you lose on a Sunday, their whole week sucks and they don't even want to watch sports and it hurts and they're waiting for that next Sunday till you get a win. I think Bill O'Brien, I understand keeping a lot of stuff in pocket. I understand, wanting to keep a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But I think in this situation, when you fire a GM who a lot of fans had bought into, despite the fact that they thought he wasn't being aggressive enough, when that happens abruptly, mm-hmm. you owe it to your fans, in my opinion, as the head coach of the team, not to go out there and give all the specifics. I'm not sitting here and acting like Bill O'Brien should go out there and say, well, Brian Gain, me and him just didn't get along because of this. But you owe your fans, you owe it to the fans, some sort of explanation as to what happened, and you owe it to them to let them know what is the state of this organization is and why they should still be buying into you after the guy that you were aligned with for 18 months abruptly left on a Friday. You owe it to the fans, Bill O'Brien. Just give us something.
I totally agree with you, and I feel like he understands that. Bill O'Brien is a lot of things. Dumb is not one of them. He's smart enough to know that this is a whole different world. This isn't, hey, Bill, why'd you run it three times from the inside the five-yard line? I don't know. You don't know? I don't know. This is not that.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I guess so, John.
This is a turning point in the franchise, a turning point in his career with this franchise. As I mentioned yesterday, he can't survive three general manager changes. He's gone through two, all right? So he has to understand that. And what about just being honest but without maybe, you know, all the details? You know, like if you ask me that question, if you're standing there, hey, it's been reported, and this is one of the questions that I feel should needs to be asked. It's been reported that your relationship with Brian Gain eroded. You know, why and what caused that? I think he doesn't necessarily need to get into the grit of the details, but he can certainly be honest and say, these things happen. This happens in relationships. Our relationship broke down. Rather than, I don't know, go ask someone else. Or, you know, that's above my pay grade. You can't do that.
He owes it to us. Yeah. He really does owe it to us. He doesn't owe us too much, but he owes us some sort of explanation, and hopefully he gives it to us. If he doesn't, more power to him. But I really do think in the amount of loyalty that a lot of Texans fans show, and with the uncertainty right now, people had season tickets that were bought into Brian Gain. Now all of a sudden there's going to be a new general manager. Yeah. So I mean, I think Bill O'Brien at 1 o'clock is going to give us at least a little bit of something. I'm not expecting too much. Just give me a little bit of something. And as the podium critic, I'm foaming at the mouth with it. And I'm very excited for this opportunity to be able to hear Bill O'Brien and be the first station and the first show to bring it to you out there driving around on a Tuesday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. No real huge news, but Jadeveon Clowney not expected to be there today at mandatory minicamp. We got to wonder, and we keep throwing this out there, how does the new GM impact the Clowney situation? We're actually going to hear from the guy that I believe should be the next GM, the guy that appears to be on his way to being the next GM, Nick Caserio, in the 11 o'clock hour on all his philosophies. Be interesting to see what he thinks about Jadeveon Clowney and how he handles that situation, assuming he gets the job.
Well, that last part is the most important part. We are all assuming, and I think that he's certainly the target, that Nick Caserio is going to be the guy. There are a lot of other factors involved here, and we're going to have John McClain in about 13 minutes joining us. He'll be joining us earlier than usual because
he's got to get to practice.
Of the practices, yeah. So we'll ask him about that and get the latest details on exactly what he's getting. But okay, let's operate under the assumption that he is ultimately going to be a Houston Texan. Nick Caserio is, and he'll be general manager. I think it affects it. I mean, if for no other reason, and it might affect it negatively. All I'm saying is it will definitely affect it, hopefully positively, because you're not dealing with the same guy before. You know, right now, Jadeveon Clowney and his agent Buzz Cook have dealt with Cal McNair and Brian Gain, all right? And obviously, you know, other people over there as well, certainly some of the money people. Well, there's a new guy sitting in front of you. So you can get a new perspective, maybe a new opinion, maybe a new look at just how important Jadeveon Clowney is and his contract and getting him signed.
And regardless of who it is, that there is going to be a new opinion there, and it's going to be a different situation. Now, how much power does Bill O'Brien have? John McClain's going to let us know that. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, the impact that B.O.B. does have on this coaching, on this GM search, and we expect it to happen sooner rather than later at Friday. If Robert Kraft and the Patriots, and by the way, if you want to know the delay on Nick Caserio interviewing with the Houston Texans, they requested to speak with him on Friday.
Well, that's the first question.
Shortly after Brian Gain was there. We don't know whether they've spoken or not.
No.
But we do know that if the Texans offer him a full GM job in which he's in control of the 53 and it's a high-level office position, then they have to let him interview. Now, they can delay things, and Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft can try to woe him, which, I mean, we saw it with Josh McDaniels when he took the Colts job. So it has happened before, and there's a precedent there. But I find it hard to believe that the Texans would have made this firing of Brian Gane if they did not believe that Nick Caserio was going to be the guy. But it will be interesting to see how Robert Kraft and the evil empire of the New England Patriots handles this situation and just how much Bill Belichick begs and pleads for his right-hand man who does the heavy lifting at the GM position to stay in New England. I think this, if the Texans do get Nick Caserio, I'm going to consider this the first win Bill O'Brien's had over the New England Patriots. And I think it might be the biggest win possible.
Could easily be.
Because if you take this guy, then you're taking a very important piece from the Patriots. And I've heard a lot of people talk about, John, I've heard a lot of people talk about, well, a lot of guys leave New England and they don't succeed. They don't succeed as well when they leave. Look, let me just tell you this. This is not like a defensive coordinator who, once the game comes, Bill Belichick is taking over the game plan. Now, does Bill Belichick have final say? Yes, but when it comes to GM duties, Nick Caserio, since 2008 and even before that, has been handling the heavy lifting of a GM. He's done the scouting. He's handled all the stuff that Brian Gane couldn't handle with the Houston Texans. He's done that, and he's the one who gives the data to Bill Belichick. And he's also had a hand in coaching, wears a headset when Tom Brady's there. And this is another thing I find interesting. You talk about trust, John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's allowed to wear a headset with Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels, that speaks volumes right there as to how much they trust him. And if you look at his resume and the couple years that he spent coaching with the New England Patriots amidst all the front office work, in 2007, whenever the New England Patriots had the best receiving core they've ever had, they traded for Randy Moss from the Oakland Raiders. They also acquired Wes Welker. You know who they trusted to coach those receivers in 2007?
Yes, I do.
Nick Caserio. The trust is very high. Well, this is not like the normal guy that's left the Patriots and gone on. This guy does a lot of heavy lifting. You cannot minimize how much he's done with the Patriots.
Well, there are people in that organization that have just ridden the wave and kind of done it with mirrors and gotten promoted or gotten head coaching jobs or gotten offensive coordinator jobs or gotten front office jobs and really were just kind of hangers-on, were just kind of fortunate to be in that organization. Nick Caserio is not one of those guys. And the reason you know that is two things that you just alluded to. Number one, he's been there from just about the start. You know, he is one of the most trusted people in Bill Belichick's inner circle. And you know that because there just aren't that many people that have been there from the start. You know, he's definitely one. The second thing is you just alluded to it as well. If they didn't trust him and trust his football knowledge, they wouldn't let him wear a headset during games. You know, that's so, so unique in the NFL.
Especially for Tom freaking Brady and Josh McDaniels.
So he's been there for the duration, won 6 Super Bowl rings, one of the closest, if not the closest, in Bill Belichick's inner circle, and they trust him on the field, his football knowledge, to have him have some sort of input, at least understanding what's going on with the headsets on.
It's the OG John Lopez. You hear that music,
that
right?
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Got a conspiracy theory from the greats, Seth Payne.
It's fun to be the penetrator sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Jack Easterby, who's believed to be one of the ringleaders of all the stuff that we've seen happen since last Friday. He used to tweet a couple times a day.
He did?
He used to.
Mm-hmm.
Inspirational stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Honey badger type stuff. June 7th was when Brian Gane was fired and this speculation of Nick Caserio coming here to run the Houston Texans begun. Jack Easterby hasn't tweeted since June 7th.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Coincidence?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Well, it's John McClain. John McClain is in the building. It's a big day. 1 o'clock, Bill O'Brien's going to meet with the media. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain is going to be there, but before he heads out to NRG, he's going to join the show a little bit early. What went wrong with the relationship between Bill O'Brien and Brian Gane? We talk in erosion next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.